W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the most intense day of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah since the Gaza war began. Israel today has struck more than 300 targets in Lebanon. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Lebanon reporting over 100 dead, dozens injured. The IDF calling on Lebanese civilians to leave buildings, even towns where Hezbollah is operating, sending that message by text in recorded calls and radio announcements. Thousands of Lebanese getting in their cars, fleeing north towards Beirut.
The Middle East expected to be a major topic this week at the UN General Assembly. Vice President Kamala Harris said she'll deliver an economic speech this week. Polls show former President Trump more trusted to handle the economy. In key swing states, a set of New York Times Siena College polls found Trump slightly leading Harris in Arizona, and the two about evenly matched in North Carolina. There's a bipartisan spending deal in place that would avoid a government shutdown. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay will receive a $2.4 million grant to build a wildlife viewing platform and shoreline walk at Bay Beach Amusement Park. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced the grant last week and says the money is coming from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Winnebago County Public Health unveiled two new public health vending machines last week. County Executive John DeMel says having the vending machines stocked with Narcan and drug testing strips is not enabling addiction. It's saving lives.
If you have a prescription of Vicodin, you drop one, and you have a granddaughter over and she picks it up, you should have this in your house because that's going to save her life.
The public health vending machines are outside of the Winnebago County Human Services Building at 211 North Commercial Street in Neenah and at 112 Otter Avenue in Oshkosh. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 60s to near 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight will be mostly clear in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s by Wednesday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, there you go. Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app on a Packer Victory Monday. Got a text here from William. He says, our pharmacy makes it in a daily nasal spray, meaning the Ozempic stuff, I would imagine, huh? That would be a lot easier.
Yes.
I would do that. William, let us know more about this.
Yeah, our pharmacy makes it. That's
I might
cool.
be able to learn how to make this.
Right.
Got Grace Hageman.
Yeah, William, can you send something more on that?
Can't just leave us with that, William.
Right. And the price and where we can get it. And
yeah, how much we're going to lose.
Right.
Grace Hageman, Croc Center International Festival and Senior Life Expo. We were having a good conversation during a break. You went to an Ivy League school.
I did.
I've always been fascinated by the Ivy League.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was a really great time. I really enjoyed my time there. Happy to be home, though.
Well, if you were fascinated, why didn't you go, John?
I showed you my ACT. Sure.
And she told us about hers.
Yeah, so I found my ACT. Todd, are you proud of me? I found my actual ACT.
I was blown away that you found your ACT.
I don't know how you found... Where did
look at that. John Mino, Route 2, Box 447, Nagani, Michigan. But here's the funniest part. So I got a 23.
Composite.
Okay. I got a 23 in English, 18 in math, 26 in social studies, and a 24 in natural sciences. Okay.
That's not bad.
But here's the funny part.
She got 32.
Yeah, we need to talk about Grace. It's enough about Grace. But here's the funny part. Where it lists what you actually got in high school in these classes, okay? And I got an A next to mathematics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's because
it was general math 1 and 2.
He got his lowest ACT score in math, but he got an A.
You're right.
So that kind of tells you is take that
water. Great skills, no matter what. Hey.
Thank you, Grace.
I'm not a good test taker.
What did you have again? A 32 in the ACT? Wow.
And Cornell.
Yep.
Because your dad went there.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And I was a plant sciences major. I'm clearly in a different department now as a community outreach coordinator, but I was really interested in science and science education.
Did you go to the hockey games? Cornell's big in hockey, isn't
it? I did go to a couple, but they're hard to get into and they're kind of expensive.
Really? Even when you go there, huh?
Yep.
Grace, I got to ask you. Mm-hmm. Cornell's very expensive.
Yes.
You're working in a field that really isn't your major. Tell me that you're not the only one that I know who has done that. I think it's great that you went to one of the best colleges. Harvard
in the country,
right? Princeton. There's
Well, I mean, necessarily, I went for one thing, and then I did apply those skills because I was a Boys and Girls Club director previously before this job. I still put together STEM education. We have a STEM Spooktacular Family Fun Night in October coming up, so I still use those skills. But necessarily, I actually with my, they have needs-based financial aid there. So my package for financial aid was actually cheaper than me going to Madison. So in that sense, that was pretty cool.
That's pretty
nice. That's pretty nice.
I had a guy that played for the Packers for a while who went to Harvard. I interviewed him one time and just talked with him. And he said, you know, I'm going to tell you a secret. I go, what? He goes, getting into an Ivy League school is really, really hard. Oh, yeah. He goes, but once you're in, it's not that bad. Is that true?
I would say, well, Cornell was pretty, it was pretty hard. It was pretty tough stuff.
Well, he played football, too. I think they kind of took care of him. Yeah.
I think that's true, though, that it's tough getting in. I mean, the acceptance is, what, 6, 7, 8? It's very, very low. But once you're in, I mean, you can only learn so much, right? I mean, there's so much you can learn in sciences and in biology and business. But I do think once you're in there, I don't know how many people flunk out or quit, you know, but getting in is tough. And congratulations to that.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that's awesome.
It's a tough environment, but it's a great school because it has so much there. So I got like 3 different minors. I got one in education. I got one in Spanish. I got one in insect science because there was only a couple classes I had to take. So I took a million different classes. I joined a million different clubs. So I think in terms of that experience, it was worth every penny.
And then you get your master's too, right?
Yep. I have a master's from UPenn.
Wow. And here you are as the... I want to say this, that I think...
I'm surprised you're not on Wall Street or something.
I kind of was going to allude to that, that you've taken... And that's quite a resume, and you're giving that to our community.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to come home, and I wanted to apply the things I knew and the skills that I had. I wanted to do it here, because this is... I grew up in Oshkosh, but the northeastern Wisconsin region, that's my home, and I wanted to be able to do my work here in this space.
What was the hardest class you had?
Oh, organic chemistry, for sure.
I've heard that from lots of different people. Organic chemistry. I've heard that before from people. Remember you told me organic chemistry was your hardest class? She's not paying attention.
No.
I don't think she had that class.
Okay.
Says that's so hard.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's like, you could tell, that was the first thing I thought of, that the trauma and the memories I have tied to that class are extensive.
Wow. Did you have stats? I had stats in
college. Yeah, I took biostats.
That's the hardest class I ever
had.
That
was tough, too.
Yeah. Stats is hard.
Oh, so hard.
I'll give you that. That is hard. And you have to take it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not an elective. That's something that you have to take.
We got this here. Custom Health Pharmacy. Willard Drive, Green Bay, $150 a month worth of prescription. We are a compounding-only pharmacy in Green Bay for 8 years. William. Huh. I'd like to know more about this.
Tomorrow, I got a meeting at 10.
William, come on the show.
No, well, I was going to go see him.
Yeah, do it. I want to learn more about
this. Yeah, I'll come and see him tomorrow.
Did you ever have any thoughts about going into medicine?
No.
No?
Oh, blood.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I'm really a little fascinated by this.
Because
3 degrees, master's degree, and you must have, is there a connection to Croc Center, to social work?
Yeah,
Your dad do that or mom?
I always wanted to bring things to people, to bring resources to people. Originally, when I was at school, I did a lot of work in museums and the local museums in the area. I love doing programming and putting on these events, which is what I'm here for today.
Right. You got 2 of them coming up.
Yeah, we have 2 coming up.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about those.
Yeah. Our International Community Festival is going to be this Saturday from 1 to 5. It's a free event for everyone to attend. It is a time for everyone to gather and celebrate the diversity and cultures of Northeastern Wisconsin. We have a full hall of booths. We have 57 different organizations coming, performers, full-line performers. I saw you had Ace Champion on your show.
Yeah,
he's
common.
He's common.
He's amazing.
We have storytellers. We have dance demonstrations. He's going to do an instrument demonstration, too, as well as performance. So we have a full lineup. We have food trucks. Lots of fun things. It's going to be a great day.
And I think that's important that this is for the families. This is for anyone to come to, that they realize, and learn's not the right word, but that they appreciate just the diversity that we have here, the international. I mean, how many languages we speak just here in Little Brown County, and it's pretty cool. And I always felt like the introduction to a way to introduce people to a different culture is through food, you know, and that's why I think it's great. You got the food trucks, but then you got all the arts, right? The music, the dance, you know, the literary.
And the Wisconsin Czechs organization, they're bringing pastries. So
there you go.
Kolaches.
The Czechs.
They are bringing kolaches.
The Czechs know how to make kolaches. I'll tell you that.
You can have great weather that's indoors and outdoors. Yeah.
So everything is going to be indoors except for the food trucks, but it's going to be a beautiful day for people to come out for sure.
And great parking and just easy to get to. I mean, I think everyone knows where the Kroc Center is, and just a beautiful facility. And the community really stepped up on helping
build
that.
And I told
him
I'm joining it this winter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's
coming.
That.
Yeah. I'm going to see him there.
Absolutely.
Kate, send me a text.
I will be there once the weather turns bad. I still got a thing. Do you have this? When I was a little kid, if my dad came home or was around and we were inside on a nice day, hell hath no fury like that. Get your bleep outside. So to this day, I hate being inside, like working out or anything. Working out inside when the weather's nice outside. I still have that thing. That's like our era thing, though, wasn't it, with your parents?
Really, what are you kids doing in the house?
Exactly. I mean, get out.
And yeah. You have such a great area to play outside.
Absolutely.
At the Kroc Center.
Yeah,
I mean,
we've
got a couple new parks.
We have a pavilion, and then we also have a beautiful, we have the trail, we have a beautiful playground, and that's always open and accessible to the public to partake in. We have soccer fields as well.
Right.
Nice.
So that's the International and Community Festival. And that is going to be fun. It's a free event. So tell us, and then the next week, is that the next week?
Yeah, but it's the rest of the week after.
The 4th. It's a week after the 4th. You have I've been to this many times because I was helping someone who had a booth there, my wife. The Senior Life Expo.
Yeah. So Senior Life Expo, again, another free event. That's going to be Friday, October 4th from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. It will be a wonderful time. Again, another free event. It's going to be 63 booths in our gym with different vendors and resources, sharing resources with our senior community. We have performances. We have Frank Herman's doing his Elvis impression. We have a polka band. We have fitness classes for people to try from our Kroc instructors. Also ADRC, the Grounded Cafe that works within there, their food truck's going to be there for a free meal. So it's going to be another wonderful time. And there's also always a lot of door prizes, which is, I think, the most exciting part.
So, John, you need to write that one down.
I'm writing some stuff down.
The show's over. Our show's over at 9. You got till 12:30. So this is an event where if you're a senior in this community or you're going to be, just the plethora of resources we have here.
Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing. I learned so much in my last job about, I just can't believe all we have here. And it's nice that you bring it all under one roof. What did you say, 60 different vendors?
Yeah, 60 different. Yeah, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's sponsored. Our primary sponsor is United Healthcare, so they really help us to put this on. But then we also work with Network Health and Informed Choice. Neurospine from Appleton. So we have all of the different medical facilities, but then also all the different insurance possibilities, nonprofits that come and do different programming, seniors, a whole different slew of things, but also some fun things like the Wisconsin Long Learning Institute at UWGB.
Oh, yeah. We've had her on here.
So they're coming.
Right.
So there's also like a bunch of different opportunities for people to participate.
And there's some pretty good swag people can pick up.
Oh, yeah, that's a big part of it, The free stuff at the tables, that's definitely. We tell every single vendor who signs up, make sure that you have
pens.
Quite a bit.
Okay, yeah. I have to ask you, do you feel like Andy was a good representation for Cornell?
I think so, honestly, in some ways, because
Andy,
I think that
Andy
energy,
is from The Office.
I think a lot of us, we carry that energy.
From the TV show The Office?
I don't
know. You've seen The Office.
I've seen, but I don't know who Andy is.
He was one of the main sales guys. He was always talking about Cornell and Cornell pennants and bobbleheads and all over his thing.
That's me. I definitely have that. Most of that thing. Okay. Those things as well.
So you're the female Andy of Green Bay.
I can only hope.
Okay.
There you go.
Reach those goals.
This is great. And the Kroc Center, we're big fans of the Kroc Center. That is such a high class facility, yet it's affordable, and
it's
awesome. Reach out to the community like no one else.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We always try.
You're a great representative, Grace Hageman, Kroc Center, International Festival and Senior Life Expo. We're going to keep talking about it, okay? Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Back with more Raptors.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, brews, barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back! Mino and the Mayor again on a Victory Monday, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Nikki Z, how you doing?
Morning.
So a couple of questions.
Okay, good. I love... Oh, I'm the resident. Like,
were you the person that texted in this morning and said, tell the lasagna story?
I don't know what you're talking about. No.
That was you. Some things that are said at a lunch should remain unsaid.
But so is there more to the story, Nikki, than he told on the air?
I mean, he got the gist of it.
Yeah, but if there's more details, I feel like
Bet you he was whining about his divorce. I'm going hungry. And then these. Yeah.
No, I think he took it like a champ. Did you know that the UP has a different take on spaghetti sauce than just, I don't know.
Why do you say that?
More Italian,
because,
you mean?
No, not at all. There's like a hint of something in
sugar.
Pizza and...
Oregano!
No, it's not.
I bet it's sugar.
No, it's in the sausage?
Not in the sausage, in the pizza sauce itself. Pizza and spaghetti sauce from the UP.
Fennel.
No, I hate fennel.
Okay.
Anti-fennel here.
Wow.
She does not like fennel. Wow.
Anti-fennel.
Do not bring up fennel to Nikki. You should know that. Everybody knows that.
Nikki, am I onto something with the sweet?
Sugar?
No, I said sugar.
Sugar.
I said sugar minutes ago.
But there's cinnamon. Sweet.
Oh, cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I didn't know that.
Notes of cinnamon.
I didn't know that.
And this... is by my very scientific research done at an establishment, a former establishment in the De Pere area that hailed from the UP, the Keweenaw.
Oh, I used to love that place.
Yes.
Oh, I loved the Keweenaw.
R.I.P. the Keweenaw.
They served pasties.
Pizza, yes. The best pizza. And
they opened up this little bar right downtown Green Bay. De Pere. And it was basically a Uper bar.
Because the guy was from Gladstone, maybe?
Maybe.
Houghton. But then it was like the place where all of the Michigan Tech guys would reunite.
Yeah.
And
they had the bird bath drinks. Remember the big bird bath drinks?
Yeah.
How's it doing?
It's closed.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, John.
They all do, though, after all, don't they?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why?
Well, yeah, we drank all their beer.
So. Yeah, maybe.
Ran out.
I want to open the smallest bar in Green Bay.
Yeah, just one seater.
The smallest bar in Green Bay.
That would be your living room.
Huh? I want like 10
population
people.
Zero.
10 seats. You know what?
10.
Yeah, because then
like
it'll be
too many.
It'll be like the hottest commodity because it's like you can't get in there.
You're and just going like, to always have a steadfast
what about,
line. Yeah.
What about the guy that's just one drink? He's going to sit there all day.
What do you mean?
How are you going to
get rid of him?
We got a minimum. Got to have a drink every half hour.
It's kind of like the bids on the Price is Right. You know, there's got to be, you got to be close without going over, Jim. Same thing here.
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't go over.
I thought John would go like, you have to have a drink every minute.
Every half hour.
Well, that's too long. Every 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay. Yeah. All right. But I do. I want to start the smallest bar in Green Bay, the most neighborhoody type bar.
That's not a great idea because if you have 10 seats, someone's going to open one with 9. You got to do something a little bit different than that.
I can send somebody over.
But ended that idea real fast.
That's, I like it.
I like how it's not so much a brainstorm. It's like a shower. It's like a brain shower.
I really want to do this. I really and truly want. I don't want a big bar. I don't want a sports bar. I don't want any of those things. I want a real little neighborhood bar.
How do liquor license work? You pay for how many people you serve?
No. You got to get a license in there. The city is allocated X amount of, 130 liquor license, 120. Mm-hmm. I should know that.
Are there some available?
No, but then there's called reserve licenses, and they're available for $10,000 each. That's going to be tough for your little bar.
$10,000?
The reserve license. And I think there's, I don't know how many of those are.
So that's the equivalent of like the season ticket holder waiting list?
Well, people turn their license in all the time because they go under. And so... years ago, there was a whole bunch of just liquor licenses available, like 18, and people come pick up a liquor license. But I don't know if it was the economy, the draft, whatever, or not the draft, the Packers. But there are, and I don't know, you'd have to call the clerk's office and see. But I don't think there's any regular liquor license available, which are like $500. But there are reserve licenses, which are $10,000. And that's a lot of money for a little bar to turn over. I mean, it is. Just think what you got to do.
We know where I would want to put it, don't we?
We should ask Todd to get the clerk's office on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure they're big fans. The status of the...
we know where we want to put it. We know where we want to put it.
Bend over. I'll show you. What?
What?
No.
What? You and I... No, that was... Oh, that was her.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Where?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't talking to you. No, when we were walking back from breakfast.
Yeah.
Delilah's.
Yes.
Love it.
But,
yum.
Yes. But remember I said, wouldn't it be great to put something up in that loft above that building?
Well, I...
Right down here.
So many other cities have great skyline bars?
It's in the Neville building. Mm-hmm. Built in 1887, right?
Yep.
So we actually read the sign up there. Yeah. It's upstairs of like Mad Chicken maybe or one of those places.
I think before... That.
What's one of those?
Earlier.
One of those. What?
It's not a skyline. I mean, that's third floor.
Well, yeah, but for Green Bay, that's...
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that reminds me. I'd like to talk to you guys about your notification.
I think it'd be this great old place overlooking downtown. I think it would be great. That's what I want to do.
Have you been to the Legacy Hotel now? They've got a new rooftop.
I haven't.
No.
They've got...
We were just there for
this week.
A party last week.
You want to take me there?
Hey, do I want to make you lasagna too? No. Yeah. Also, no.
Wow. That's a great place. They do it right. I mean, Legacy's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go up there. Our friend bartends up there.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, yeah. He's a Scientologist.
He's a mixologist.
He's a very, very religious guy. Him and John Travolta.
Big into Scientology.
Very different.
And mixology.
Very different.
All right, fine.
John, how are his
drinks? Wow.
Out of this world, Jim. They're out of this world.
I think so.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Studies show more than half of college students across America have used artificial intelligence. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. At first, it seemed like people were really worried about students plagiarizing and using the work of platforms like ChatGPT. But employers are asking colleges to get students familiar with the technology. They say they need it in the workforce. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall may take a course where AI is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Merrifield says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that knows how to use AI. And that's what you need to know here in Wisconsin. Now here's some news from closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 41-year-old from Mexico was sentenced to 5 years in prison in federal court last week for drug and firearm violations in Manitowoc County. Jose Resendez Gomez pleaded guilty to possessing cocaine with the intent to distribute and possessing firearms as a previously convicted felon and illegal alien. When he's released from prison, he will be deported back to Mexico. Marinette County officials have issued a directive to political supporters in the county. Get the signs out of the right-of-way and off of public property, or the highway department will remove them for you. A press release from the Marinette County Highway Department said political signs on private property are perfectly fine. However, those in the right-of-way along highways and roads are not. The highway department said it will start removing the signs on September 30th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X-Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into X-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 60s to near 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight will be mostly clear in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s by Wednesday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGB. WNWISS and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Boom. this music.
I do too. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. A nice looking Monday morning with Nikki Z in the house. Segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest, 60 months, no money down. Offer ends the 31st, PellaWI.com. So did you hear that rant to Katie at the game the other night?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I see a text says, look to your right. And Katie's sitting in the stands, her and Diesel.
Awesome.
So half time I go out and talk to her, and she thought I was a little bit nuts.
No.
They said, you got anything to eat? She says, what, like a bag of sandwiches or something? I said, no, that may be a bag of chips. Because for 22 years, I've always got something from a concession stand at a game.
Right, right.
And I couldn't even get near the concession stand at this game because there were so many kids there and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was going to break my streak. So she went and got me two hot dogs and a Twix bar.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That was, of course.
All the basic food.
Somebody's right. Always taking care of Mino.
Why is that?
Where did Twix bar come from?
I don't know.
Out of the goodness of her heart.
I don't know. I didn't know if that was your thing. Like, I like Kit Kat if I had to get a candy bar.
Yeah, no, she bought it for me.
What?
Well, Kit Kat quit, and
they're pretty close. They're
pretty close. They're really close.
But, yeah, Kit Kat was an awesome design.
Mine is caramel. It's what? Totally different. Totally different.
Which your candy bar?
Well, Twix and Kit Kat are not. Todd's trying to say they're adjacent.
Well, they're both cookie, right? One is a wafer cookie. One is another cookie. It is.
Twix. It is.
Twix has caramel.
Correct.
Which Kit Kat doesn't, but they both have chocolate. So there's only one additional thing in a
Twix. Listen, Linda, your take on this is I disagree strongly.
All right.
Just because of the wafer versus the cookie.
We'll have to get into this as we get closer to October, but
and trick or treat.
Yeah.
We'll sample.
I live in that neighborhood.
Do you give out whole candy bars?
We do. Our whole neighborhood. We have over 200 trick-or-treaters. It's obnoxious.
And you get to do the full ones?
Yes. We budget accordingly.
It is $300.
And Mr. Promo Nikki refuses to let us downgrade to fun size.
No.
Because now
they know who lives there.
Correct.
Yeah, no,
there will be ramifications. Right.
Yeah.
Like our house will get egged.
Right.
I don't have mayoral budget to buy that kind of candy.
We get a lot of trick or treaters, but you got to start. Remember that 1 year Costco ran out?
It's like, yes.
What? Yeah, yes. That was bad. So then we went with a bag of chips. But they liked them, you guys. They were like that. They like the hot Doritos. That's the one that the kids picked.
Hot Cheetos, yep.
Hot Cheetos, that's what it
was. And I became sort of a control freak. My family likes to back off when I'm in charge of trick or treat. Because if there's little kids with no teeth, here's what you get. Something that doesn't require.
Oh, you don't let them pick?
No, I don't let them pick. I don't want their little pinchers in my candy bowl. I get a little nutso, like pivot accordingly.
We buy the, the $1.25 candy bars because we like Halloween and we get a lot of trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not kidding you, like 300, which is a lot for Green Bay.
It as well.
And it's a great neighborhood. I'm not sure they'll live in the neighborhood, but
correct.
That's okay.
Yep,
the houses are close.
Yeah.
Where I live, and they...
It's once a year.
But what
so
it
I'm
is.
I'm trying not to be so...
So what? I want you to answer my question, though. What is your favorite candy bar?
I love them all. I do. Honestly, like, my favorite's probably the Kit Kat.
You know the time
or the Milky Way.
I ran out.
The
Milky Ways are good.
Snickers.
Those are all good.
I'm not a Milky Way fan.
Oh, the Milky Way caramel?
Those are pretty good.
You know what they are doing? So yeah, I didn't think they could... Oh, we got the phone? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. So I was telling Nikki about what you did for me the other night. She thought, why do people always do things for mine? So she's not happy with you.
Well, no. Okay. So
I said, God bless you. Did you tell the callers who's on the phone?
Wait a minute. What did you say? What's that?
Oh, my gosh. My co-hosts are yelling. Hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker.
All right.
That girl does another show.
What, that girl over there? Hey. Yeah.
This is how it happens. This is how it happens. Because first of all, though, old habits die hard.
True.
And
you're very thoughtful.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you didn't do something, you'd never hear the end of it. But okay, go
there
ahead.
There is that. There is that.
Yeah, there is.
No, but you'll love how he play to this because he knows exactly what he's doing. So he walks up to me and he goes, hey, do you have any food on you?
Not, hey, how are you?
Right.
Hey, great to see you.
How the kids? No.
Like, well, but this is the thing. It's not even that. I am literally wearing a pair of jeans. I'm in a tank top. I'm not wearing like a big coat. Nothing like that. Where would I have given this food?
No mystery pockets.
No, and I believe my response to him was, do you think I'm hiding food in my pocket? And then he goes, because I'm really hungry, and I didn't.
Aww, Johnny needed pocket meats or pocket snacks.
And then he followed up with, the lines are really long. It was halftime. He knew we were going to concessions anyway. So what do? I'm not going to be the jerk that's like, I'm not going to get you anything. And I was like, it's fine.
You can do that.
You could just happen to not run into him the rest of the game.
Right.
Accidentally, on purpose, not run into him.
He also knew that he knows his audience and he knows that I am on a budget. So he chose a hot dog.
Oh, so he requested the hot dog.
He goes, yeah, can you give me a hot dog? And I said, yeah, that's fine. And then I go ask Ted if he wants anything. I don't know if I believe that he actually asked Ted.
No.
Now on the phone is Ted Stefani.
To confirm, he never received was asked.
He just ordered for Ted.
Yep. I could tell by her text she was getting exasperated. I go, no ketchup. She says, do you want ketchup? No. Okay, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. No. I'm going to look back at these texts because it was very, you did not text correctly.
Not shocking.
No. Sorry. It was two dogs, please no matchup.
No matchup?
You corrected it. Yes, then you corrected it with ketchup. But I'm like, shoot, did he mean no mustard? I want ketchup.
We've all gotten those texts.
I'm lucky. I do see two dogs, please, no matchup.
No matchup.
And then she's like, no ketchup? No, I was like, do you want ketchup or you don't want ketchup? And I go, no. She goes, you're ridiculous.
100%, Katie.
I would have taken that as you wanted two different relishes. No matchup. Like, you don't want to match.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, one with...
I could see that now. She was confused.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
Because I'm literally in line. And if you put, like, for example, if you would put mustard on mine, I would be like, this is disgusting. I can't eat this.
See, I only have mustard.
What?
I only put mustard on mine. No ketchup.
So then why didn't you say mustard, please?
Mustard only.
I don't know.
He didn't. You know what? Let me tell you. He didn't know how to spell it.
I don't know.
Real good possibility. And when he first told this story, he made it sound like, oh, I happened to bump into Katie and I was having a little craving. And then I happened to mention that I was hungry. And out of the goodness of her heart, now it comes out that he placed an order with you.
Yes.
And it happened to be two. So then we want to know, where did the candy bar come from? We heard there were Twix.
Okay, this is where the candy bar came from. Because once again, old habits die hard. And I know my former partner, he originally said one hot dog. And he wasn't responding to, so you just want one hot dog? Because I didn't believe it. There's no way this man wants just one hot dog. And
the look on his face is guilty as charged.
When he texted me two hot dogs, I had already gone through the line and gotten a hot dog. But thank God, my friend was still ordering. So I'm yelling, and his name is Nick, not the Nick that you know.
Oh,
but I was like, Nick, one more hot dog, one more hot dog. And we're screaming at Nick to get another hot dog. So I had already had the Twix. So that is where the candy bar came from.
That was a nice addition.
You're very kind. Yes.
You are very kind. He does not deserve your kindness.
Well, I don't know if you had heard, though, that he was on a candy bar diet when we were on a show together.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that story a time or two. It might be my second favorite Mino show.
Candy bars and vodka.
Yeah. Gained 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Best diet ever.
Most successful diet ever. Katie, look, okay, but here's the thing. No, Nick, you have to listen to this. So, Nick, I need you to make a judgment on this one. For 22 years, Nick, I've been going to high school football games. Every game for 22 years, I've gone to a concession stand to get something to help out the booster club or whatever, okay? Okay?
Nikki. Philanthropy knows no bounds.
Do it for the
Nikki,
kids.
Nikki, what's our rule about streaks?
Gotta keep them.
Yeah, you never mess with a streak because if you're winning because you're eating a hot dog or because you're not eating a hot dog, then you are.
You don't mess with a streak.
Yeah, or a
never
superstition.
Mess with a winning streak.
Exactly.
Correct. But what does your streak accomplish?
Yeah, I think they
diabetes.
I think it's pretty clear winning. Right. You know, it's better than losing.
Yes, winning. Look at me, okay, I'm winning.
I have to ask you this because this is a favor for your listening audience and especially on TV. We got stuck like right in front of the camera. Are the microphones on? Because we had to watch the game in silence and it was horrible because we were worried people would hear our conversation.
Oh yeah, they got mics.
Hot mics.
Was it really a hot mic? Like, because again, we sat there not speaking because we were like, nobody wants to hear about like our gutters or Michael cut the lawn yesterday.
Oh, where you're sitting in the stands, you mean?
Yeah, the folks over at WACY are
good. Question.
Filing through that audio diligently all weekend.
I will find out about that one, Katie. I really will. I will find it. But I think the most fun thing of the entire night were those little girls for the dance team and then the young boys that your son was a part of just swarming over Noah, who's doing his first game live shot ever.
He did so good. Like, that was such a fun. And it was funny because after the game, everybody was like, Mom, I got on the news. And I was like, okay.
He was all over it.
Oh yes. Yeah, that was my favorite thing. And my goal is to now somehow get that on ESPN College Game Day.
I think you should.
So we can make that happen.
Oh man, that was great.
I'm getting the call. I have to go do my show now.
All right.
Okay, bye.
It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Katie and Nick and Otis.
Take
care.
Have a great week, guys.
See ya. There you go. So it was half my fault. Hey, of how he did it.
Actually, I think that sounds like 99%.
Very thoughtful, though.
Isn't that great of her to do that? Yes.
Call in another order, give you the Twix.
You didn't give that second dog to Mr. Stefaniak, did you?
I offered it.
Did you?
I offered it.
Tune in here on Friday at 7:30. We'll find out.
It's probably like,
listen. May I have the stage?
Yes.
Please.
Representative from Ohio has the stage.
Nagani here in the house.
I gave him the candy bar.
Aww.
I gave Ted Stefaniak the Twix bar.
And so then technically you gave him two because there's two sticks.
They actually felt kind of guilty eating those two dogs in front of him and he didn't have a chance to get anything. And normally he brings one up too, but it was so crowded that night, it was just ridiculous.
Did you reimburse her?
I'm going to.
Sure he is.
I am. I even told her that. I was going to send her
Well, it's not so much her, it's the booster club, of course.
Well, I know.
Don't
that's why
shortchange
I do
the booster club.
There's something about a hot dog at a football game that I just love.
On a lovely fall evening.
There's just something about it. You got to have one.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You just got to have one.
You're coming to DePere.
Or two.
Yes, we're at Westy Pier this week.
Yep.
Ooh.
In my backyard.
Big one there.
Yeah.
Big
Phantoms one. Versus Redbirds. We got the Battle of the Bridge, guys. Big week.
I was telling somebody a story about our guy here, Jess.
Yeah.
Jesse. Yep.
Yeah, the first day, we're like, where are you from? He goes, DePere. And you're like, which side? He goes, I don't know. How do you not know?
That's true.
Okay,
the St. Norbert side or the other side?
Right.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But how do you not know?
But that was how I was indoctrinated to West DePere. And that's why I always say West DePere, because it's not DePere.
Yes.
DePere people do not want people from West DePere.
They don't like it if you call them East DePere.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
All right. We got a text here. I've been giving out bags of Cheetos the last 2 years. Kids love that.
That's true. And those...
What's budget on that?
It's Halloween.
Mayoral budget.
It's Halloween. It's once a year. They're kids.
Cardboard box under the bed. Yeah. You guys, hit a quick break. Back after this.
Daddy was quite surprised to find you with the working girls in the county jail. I was smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Transform your space with Mohawk Perfect Seal laminate flooring. Enjoy the look and feel of real hardwood. It's waterproof, wear and stain resistant, and easy to install. Mohawk Solutions laminate flooring is on sale now through September 29th. Visit Menards for all your flooring needs and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals going on.
Save big money at Menards.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor, Nikki Z, and Amanda makes an appearance. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
What's
Lovely.
Up?
I was told to come take the fourth mic because you guys are talking about like trick-or-treating and
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Is that your thing in Manitowoc?
I love passing out candy. We don't get a lot of kids, though, but I overheard you guys talking about like the cost difference between chips and candy, and let me tell you, nowadays, it's the exact same.
Is it really?
It really is, because I'm the house that likes to pass out like the little Hugs juices, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So... no,
but that's to a certain age demographic, right?
No, or anyone wants a hug juice? I'm like, here you go. If you're
oh, so
like,
you let him pick.
Yeah, if you're 40 and you're like, can I have a hug? Yeah, here you go. Here's a little hug juice. You may have that.
What is a hug juice? I don't know what hug juice
the
is.
Little
those barrel little
juices? Barrel
with the foil top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Is it alcohol?
No.
Oh,
no. Yeah, I'm passing out alcohol.
Trick or treat.
It's a juice with like 9,000 grams of sugar in it.
Well, and then you eat the bottle?
You don't need it.
Okay. All right.
You're thinking wax candy.
It's not right. recommended. Yeah.
Okay.
I did little shots of Fireball one year for the adults
Ooh.
Who wanted them.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
We'll do Spotted Cow for the yeah. adults if they want it.
Jeez.
Yes. Yeah.
My no parents used to.
I'm dressing up this year and showing up at Jim's house.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have
be 10, dressed up.
10 different costumes, Jim. You're not going to know it's me.
Go around that.
Yep. My parents and my sister have Jello shots for the adults.
Oh, no
Woo.
Kidding.
Yeah. Did you pre-pour?
What's that?
Your no, Fireball
shots? They come in little shot things.
Oh, to go?
Little,
Jeez,
little
I
bottles.
I don't browse at
Oh, they got
liquor
those at Festival.
Yeah.
They're in the big barrels. You yep. grab a bunch of those. Yes.
Oh, not
you
just
seem,
the
Can
pours?
I be honest with you? You seem, just in this little bit about you talking to it, you don't seem like the friendliest lady on the block during Halloween. You seem very short with
You should see
things.
Her uniform, what she wears.
My yeah. uniform.
What do you wear?
Uniform.
What do
well,
you wear?
I wanted to dress up
one year.
She's got
year.
A broom.
Oh.
Pointed
oh,
hat.
Thank
oh,
wow. you.
Wow.
Wow. Shots fired, Jim.
Wow. Okay.
I wanted to dress up as a timber rattler one year, and I got the ixnay on that.
Oh, really?
Wanted to dress
in the old
full
hubby
uniform.
No.
What about the mascot? Okay. Could you dress as the mascot? Would he let you wear that?
Right?
Yeah.
Pew! It stinks in there.
Yeah. Hey, do they still at the games? Do the girls? I think seventh inning have to go on top of the dugout and do that dance.
all the time? Do they still do
that's
that?
That's a Brewers, isn't it?
No, you're learning a lot about the female dance population today, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I had no idea there are go-go dancers at D2 on Sundays.
In the stadium district.
I was with a buddy the other night. He says, hey, I think you knew my mom. And he was a military guy. I said, she used to work Larry McCarron's show as a Bud Girl.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah.
Bet you did.
Probably.
Hydrated.
But the Brewers bring the dancers out. Do you
do
that?
To do the beer barrel polka.
Yeah, but they don't do that at the Timber Rattler games anymore?
Sure,
or
sure.
Do they? Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay.
The mascots, the promo crew.
Yeah.
Right.
How good are those jobs? Those pretty good jobs, promo crew type jobs for the summer.
It's where I got my start. Hello.
I know that, yeah.
And look at her now.
Do you have to be trained in, like, the t-shirt cannon gun? Like, do you have to go through some kind of training? Are you just,
it's
like...
very high end, yes.
Or do you just hand it to someone and be like...
Good luck.
Don't go for the face.
In fact, or do. Right. And just play it off like, sorry.
It was the wind. I don't know.
Where are you attendance-wise in the league?
Right up there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Did really well this year. The numbers are still coming in.
The t-shirt thing is fun, but...
the bratzookas.
I took a kid out. I took a kid out when they threw the cheese curds. That wasn't at your place. No, it wasn't at your place. Yeah. It was in the arena, but I got a little aggressive. But I got two.
I mean, but it was a bag of scrazed cheese curds.
Yeah.
I'd fight for those.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I wouldn't.
And sometimes if I get...
You gotta fight for your ride. For cheese curds.
Yeah.
Kind of was. Yeah.
All right.
If I got a t-shirt or the basketball, I give away to kids.
Right.
But cheese curds, they came home.
Cheese curds, he's knocking that kid to the ground. No,
I caught it left-handed, too, and I'm right-handed. So I was. That's how... I know.
Dedication.
I was.
That's like... Remember at the driver game that one year where he threw his shoes or something up to a little girl and some other lady reached over and grabbed him?
It became a thing.
That made a national story.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That became a national story. Took his shoes, he's tossing them to this little girl, and this other lady just jumped right over her and took him herself.
And wow.
And it was on camera.
A mess.
I'm glad
that
wasn't
major story. Yeah. She ended up giving it back,
I was going to say, they usually put so much pressure on her.
The crowd will.
And they should. They should give it to the kid. But cheese curds aren't good for kids. I was doing him a favor. I didn't want that. I didn't want him to get...
They can clog your arteries, kids.
Kid, I'm doing you a favor.
This is for you.
You want to live a good long life.
Right.
Take it from Uncle Jim.
Right.
Don't start on a cheese curd. It's 75% nutrition, kids. So, my daughter told me that, and she's a doctor.
I shush my personal trainer. I want him to count.
Did him a favor.
That's what I said earlier.
Kid's healthy
He's
now.
There to count.
Are you going to be visited by the trainer today?
Yeah.
It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? You skirted the breakfast meeting to work out.
I did.
Nice.
I did.
Nice job.
I did.
I got to ask you something.
But I get charged if I don't show up, so that's the other reason.
I got to ask you something. I've always heard, but when we're up for lunch or breakfast the other morning with our great folks, Joe Shinkton and Carrie from Alzheimer's Group.
Yep.
We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them. Did you order? No, they did. The avocado toast. I'd never seen avocado toast before. I thought that meant it was avocado flavored toast.
No.
So
you get the toast with a little slice of avocado on it.
Yeah, that is great.
Was this at Delilah's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
very
they make
popular.
It so beautiful.
Yeah,
they
do. Phenomenal.
It's gorgeous.
Place is awesome. Yes, that's very popular, John. It's healthy, too.
I know avocados are really healthy, but I thought it meant
good fat.
Literally, I thought there was a type of toast that was flavored avocado flavored toast.
Well, there will be now if you don't trademark it. Right.
Yeah,
yes,
TM. Let's get on that.
TM. Oh, I'm right sure here, that, trademark. I'm
sure. Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm all over this.
I wouldn't worry too much about
that. What do you think
about
my plans on having the smallest bar in Green Bay?
Yeah, let's call the clerk's office before we wrap.
No, we gotta go.
Yeah. $10,000.
Look at the time. Okay. Will you be an investor?
Oh, my God. Talk to me
can
first.
Bring him a couple of hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Look at the time.
Darn it.
Flies.
Oh, boy. Oh, well. Enjoy
Have
your
a great
happy
Monday.
Monday, everybody. Folks, we'll be back in tomorrow morning. My other mayor, Nikki Z, Amanda Todd, and a cast of thousands. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
Your You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.